Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title.
Jessica Tichy, the Director of Community Engagement.
And we are here talking the DC Funk Parade Festival, which arrives May 1st through 8th with a hybrid of virtual and in-person programs this year. Hey, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Jason.
Okay, let's move a little chronologically if we can. Remind us, you guys had to cancel last year. You know, the Funk Parade has been this awesome tradition every year, but because of the pandemic, you canceled last year. So talk about, you know, last year's cancellation and how you sort of pivoted and said, all right, look, we got to do something this year.
Yeah, absolutely. Of course, last year's cancellation was, you know, devastating for all of the various reasons that, you know, the industry, right, has been enduring over the last year and some change. And one thing that was thankful for Funk Parade after our quick acquisition of it was to quickly find funding that could support the effort, right, and the activities and the awesome, you know, music and education and history preservation that we wanted to bring to the region. And so thankfully, the 2020 Funk Parade was at such a successful funded rate that we were able to roll over that support from our gracious funders and sponsors and put together, you know, our hybrid and kind of virtual ideas for this year. And so I just say that to say that there was nothing special or magical about us. We're just grateful that we were given a second chance to go at the work this year.
Awesome. And just so our listeners, just to clarify, there is no actual parade this year because obviously we're still, you know,
that is correct. You know, when it comes to the DC Funk Parade, you know, one of our strongest suits of a festival and of a parade is to be able to draw people together, right? Not only in close proximity, but in large numbers. And if you just look at, you know, where the world is today and where our country is today, still reeling from the COVID-19 pandemic, we just knew that we did not want to encourage any, you know, activities or large gatherings that could still put the communities that we serve at risk.
Very smart. And yes, I know that there are some positive signs with the vaccines and stuff, but we're not out of the woods yet. So I'm glad, you found a way to bring us some fun events. Now I know this year's hybrid festival will have three key events. We'll get to them in a minute. I'll tee those up, you know, individually, but before we even get to that, the overall theme this year is Black Broadway, a famous moniker from, you know, DC history. Explain why we're going with this theme.
Absolutely. So in 2019, when we produced our first festival, the theme was keeping the funk alive, right? It was indicative of our acquisition and the transfer of leadership over the Funk Parade to ensure that it could continue into the future. And one of the things that we noticed just in a little bit of brand research and development of the festival was that many people actually had no idea why the festival was created and what inspired the founders, Justin Rue and Chris Noun, to create it. They just knew it was this awesome explosion of music and expression on Mother's Day weekend. And so we decided, you know what, it's time to take a pause while we are all at home, right? While the world is changing and just the way that we operate is changing, people are more open for information right now and they're primed to learn and digest the real story and the real narrative of the Funk Parade. And that real narrative is that this was a festival that was born out of the inspiration from Black Broadway by these two men who moved to Washington, D.C. and lived right in the U Street corridor. And so we named the festival this year Black Broadway, just to teach the neighborhood and those who love our festival that there were icons and greats like Duke Ellington and Jelly Roll Morton and Pearl Bailey and Billie Holiday and Zora Neale Hurston and Langston Hughes combing all through this awesome iconic corridor. And ironically, it's the very reason why the city and this neighborhood specifically shall never be muted.
I love that. Shall never be muted. Awesome. Well, that's a great, you know, explanation of the theme. So let's there's three key events that are going on here. I'll tee them up one at a time. So awesome. First, you have the Aslan Beer Day on May 1st. Tell me about that.
Yeah, in 2019, we debuted our first annual beer with Aslin Beer Company. And it's a beautiful, beautiful recipe. It is one of the best craft beers I've ever had. And if no one is familiar with Aslin Beer Company, they're small, well, no longer small. I can't call them that. Sorry, guys, but they are growing and quickly emerging craft beer brand that is right here local in the region. And so 2020, of course, we took a small break. But each year, Funk Parade will debut this beer in support of our music education program's fundraiser. And Aslin Beer Company is just an awesome partner brand for us that allows us to do this and bring this each year. And so the cans are usually available either at Funk Parade or kind of during our festival time. And each year, they carry the brand and the aesthetic of the festival. So they kind of become, kind of like fan culture and really cool merchandise and collectibles on behalf of the festival.
And how does it work virtually? You're just encouraging people to, to buy the beer or
Well, Aslin Beer Company, they actually have a beer hall and a location in Alexandria, Virginia. And so they are open in a socially distant manner from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. And on May 1st, that's the day that we're going to encourage all of our patrons and festival lovers to go and actually purchase their 4-pack of our Black Broadway beer in support of our nonprofit in the festival.
Awesome. And then I know the second big event is called the Black Broadway Mural Walk on May 5th. Explain what's exciting about that.
Yes, this is an awesome, intimate VIP mural walk that's sponsored by the Ben's Chili Bowl Foundation, in which we share a historian, Mr. Bernard Demchuk. And so he's going to lead a small private group of individuals through 15 different tours, not only in Black Broadway on the U Street corridor, but also into the Shaw neighborhood as well, because we're both neighbors on that side of U Street and Georgia Avenue. And so not only will they be able to have an intimate tour with Bernie, our historian, but they will also catch three surprise performances from musicians that will kind of make the murals come alive a little bit with a little bit of sound. And so we're hoping just to enhance and offer and continue, as I said, to educate about Black Broadway, because many of these murals are just really the sound, the creativity, the art, all of the things that people usually love to see and experience at Funk Parade.
Absolutely. Now, are these going to be, virtual walks that we can watch at home? Like, following him around on the computer, or is this something you can actually do in person?
No, this will actually be done in person. And we're going to do this for a small VIP group because, as we mentioned, we knew that in terms of COVID-19, even being outdoors and offering an activity for a smaller group of individuals would be much safer and under our control to keep folks happy than looking to do anything large. And what the mural walk individuals will learn once they come with us is how accessible these murals actually are already online, thanks to great organizations like Murals DC, the DC Commission of Arts and Humanity, and the Mayor's Creative Affairs Office.
Awesome. So they will be in person, but are you gonna film it at all? Like, for your
Oh,
own
absolutely.
visibility?
In full Funk Parade culture, our volunteer photography and videography teams will definitely be with us, not only at Aslin Beer Day, but also at the Mural Walk.
Awesome. Okay, and then the third, last but not least, third big component is the virtual festival on May 8th. I'm seeing the lineup of artists. It sounds great, but tell me about who all is involved with this.
Absolutely. And so one of the things that we knew this year is that this is a long, hard year of individuals digesting online content, right? Now, instead of being able to, go to your favorite venue or a different venue for aesthetic, you've got to really encourage people to sit right back at that same computer, right? To take in content and to enjoy music. And so what we wanted to do this year was be able to give and deliver just a little bit of that Funk Parade content and entertainment that people have grown to love, but deliver it in a way where in which they could enjoy it with their family and loved ones this Mother's Day weekend in their own time and in the best time. So on May 8th, ticket holders will receive a private link to a private website where we will deliver a pre-recorded festival content for them to enjoy from our performers and our lineup. They will also get a chance to see the new 2021 Funk Parade documentary, which is funded by Humanities DC. And then they'll also get the chance to watch live two different Funk University panels, which are our community-driven and focused panels that offer a platform usually to the music community and social justice efforts of this time. And so those will happen free at funkparade.com and on Facebook Live. And so all of this information is archived at funkparade.com, because Jason, I can ensure you're hearing just as much as our normal festival. We've got so many moving parts and things going on for the virtual part too. So there's a little bit of something for everyone, just like our festival from ages 0 to 99. I'm sure that this year, as people learn about where our festival comes from and why we celebrate it so much every year, they'll enjoy something.
Awesome. Could you, you touched on it briefly, but just for my purposes, could you rattle off some of the performers that you're going to be there at the festival?
Oh, yes, absolutely. So we have Oh He Dead, we have We The Fix, we have Main Attraction Divas, Les the DJ, Honore Latil, Chaz G, Rollo Boykins. At our mural walk, we will have Reginald Synth, we will have Kenny Sharp, we will also have Elijah Balbed, and back at the virtual fest, just to name a couple more, we'll also have appearances by Rollaway Productions, Langston Hughes II out of Howard University, and more. Like I could continue going and dropping them, but in our normal fashion, we did the best that we could to give a nice diverse lineup that could really speak to the inspiration that even they've received from Black Broadway in their career and in their music.
Awesome. Well, before we run, just to close it out, remind me of the history of the Funk Parade, you know, when it started and when the musicianship took over.
And so the first DC Funk Parade that took place was in 2014, if I'm correct. And it was founded by Chris Naum and Justin Rude. And it was created to be a celebration of just musical expression from this iconic neighborhood that they both lived in. It also had a heavy mission to feature and give an opportunity to upcoming artists and musicians here in the region that typically would not receive those opportunities at larger festival systems that come through this area. And so once the festival became such a neighborhood favorite and such a love, it also grew, right, to be a large responsibility and such a multi-layered effort that the founders decided that they would love for it to find an official home at an organization that could give it a little bit more foundation and a little bit more support going into the future. As you know, so many things around just music and the internet and things changed in the space. And so the musicianship got that call in 2018 and we quickly turned around to produce our first festival in that following May of 2019. And surprisingly, we did such a good job that we just been rolling forward ever since with their support.
Awesome. Well, I love everything that the musicianship does, from, you know, the whammies to the Funk Parade. I mean, you guys, it's a vital service in the area. So, hey, thanks so much for doing this. Again, everyone, it's the DC Funk Parade Festival, May 1st through 8th. Tease the website.
funkparade.com, and you can follow us on Instagram at DC Funk Parade.